If you had to guess which story on Hacker News this weekend pulled in over 1,200 points and 600 comments, would you pick the one about underground Linux kernel corruption, or would you guess something flashier, maybe the 12-terabyte Steam leak, or the AI agent that ate someone's email? The answer might surprise you. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Monday, August 31, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, that creepy crawlies post from the Linux kernel blog absolutely dominated this weekend's discourse, and we are going to dig into why it sparked such a visceral reaction from the developer community. But we have a genuinely packed slate today. Software history, AI security vulnerabilities, open source hardware ingenuity, and a soil biology experiment involving 2,000 pairs of buried underwear.
Before we get into any of that, quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. While everything we cover comes straight from Hacker News, we are an independent podcast. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from Hacker News, not endorsed by them in any way. We're just two people who find the community's taste in stories genuinely excellent and want to bring those conversations to a broader audience.
And speaking of that community, if you're not spending time on Hacker News at news.acombinator.com, you're leaving real intellectual value on the table. The comment sections on today's top stories are extraordinary. The Creepy Crawlies post has 604 comments from kernel developers, security researchers, and longtime Linux contributors. We can give you the shape of the story, but the depth lives over there. Go read it.
Here's what we have lined up today. We're opening with the Creepy Crawlies post, a detailed account of alleged coordinated corruption inside the Linux kernel contributor ecosystem that has the open source world genuinely unsettled. Then we're moving into the AI beat. Claude Code Opus 5 getting broken in auto mode, the ongoing work to understand how ChatGPT actually functions, and a deep dive into diffusion language models as a genuine architectural alternative to transformers.
After that, developer tools take center stage. From a P99 0 millisecond autocomplete system serving 240 million domain names, to UV's new wheel cache deduplication, a clever approach to code highlighting based on semantic importance and sorting Git branches by last commit date. Then we cover the creative and hardware side. OpenShot 4.0, the NFC energy harvesting business card, IKEA furniture hacking, and that Matrox retrospective that's sending GPU history enthusiasts into a nostalgic spiral.
We close the content segments with a look at some stories that raise real questions about complexity, organizational behavior, and the gap between what we build and what we actually need, including the 5 Cloud Services doorbell, OpenClaw 2.0 accidental pivot, and the Steam Terra leak. And in our What If We're Wrong discussion today, we're going to stress test the community's confidence in diffusion language models as transformer replacements.
Let's get into it.